Radio.
Hey guys, this is Mike. I'm going to give you a quick little heads up on this episode. It is not our finest hour. I'm going to be honest with that. The three of us got together and we thought we'd talk about some real fun stuff. And then it kind of train wrecked pretty spectacularly. But one thing we do reference that I want you to take a look at is this poster by Dusty Abell, A-B-E-L-L, because we talk about it a lot in the episode. If you have a chance to glance at it before you listen to the podcast, it might help you out. If not, that's fine too. You can look at it afterwards. It doesn't matter. We also talk about underwear for a long time, and that's amusing, but not Star Trek. I own that. But we talk about Klingons at the beginning and at the end, so if the underwear isn't thrilling to you, and it's a good, pretty good conversation, you can skip to the end. All right.
Are you insane?
They are insane!
You're in the hands of an adolescent.
It is a cellular peptide cake.
Inaccurate. But Red Frosting.
It does like you.
Mr. Kip.
Hi, Christopher, I'm Nero.
How you doing, Mike?
All right, we're just going to roll right now. We're going to roll because we have a rare occurrence.
Yes.
You do not have to worry about the audio levels of Kim Miller.
What are you talking about?
Because
outstanding.
Because she's right here.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
I'm going to move that a little closer because we still can't hear you.
Yeah. Do you have some sort of direction on there that's only going to pick one of us up?
Yeah. Just
that way.
Yeah. Kim directional. It just always focuses on Kim.
Always.
All right. So I'm Mike McCafferty.
I'm Kim Miller.
And I'm Jason McCarris.
And we are here as a trio, a triskelion.
Trifecta.
Trifecta. Yes. Now you'll know what that means. Triskelion.
Yeah.
Because we just got done filming a live sci-fi episode of a show called Galaxy 27, starring Kim Miller, starring Jason McCarris, written and created by Mike McCafferty.
The acclaimed actor.
Acclaimed actor. Writer.
We did this thing on Facebook. I'll post it on Facebook. It's absolutely ridiculous. We got together. We decided to do a live thing for last Facebook. I think 15 people watched it in real time.
Yeah, and like 230 immediately after, but
so
during the broadcast, only 15.
It was an unqualified failure. So yeah. We are here to pick up the piece. I haven't podcasted in like 2 weeks. I've been busy. And it's good to just be here, and we're going to talk a little bit about, it's good, like a free form. Maybe it's going to last 10 minutes.
We're in the famous spider house.
We're in the spider cave.
Waiting
yeah.
for the arrival of spiders.
Well, there's no spiders, but I do notice there's a big like mayfly over there. You
oh,
see that
God.
Guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy, oh, he's, but see, like,
perfect.
You know those guys. Like, they don't sting or anything, but they just like fly in your face. It really.
See, if you left the spiders in here, it would kill them.
Yeah. No,
you can
no,
just
no.
collect all these bugs and give them to Thomas. He'll pay you for them for his animals.
Oh. He doesn't do that anymore.
No, he doesn't.
Well, you should see the spider house because he is like a crazy person, sealed the all around the doorways. With
yes,
it's silver tape.
Well, I thought that looked good. So.
I thought of some spare duct tape around the perimeter of the door would look great.
So to fill you in, what's happened is, as you know, in two different episodes, I've had to fight spiders courageously by myself. Kim didn't even know what was going on. And then she says, "Oh, don't kill the spiders! Like you didn't, you weren't there."
Be nice to spiders.
Well, then you go kill. You go escort that giant mayfly out of here, Kim.
Do it. Give me a cup. I'll do it.
All right. Well, I'll give you a cup. Let's see. There's one in the garbage can. There's a clear cup over there. So while Kim's doing this...
So what kind of spiders were these that you were defending yourself against?
They're like these big black ones. They're like almost like...
It was a huntsman? A giant huntsman?
Yeah, it's like at least 11 feet long. It was huge. It was inside the room.
It grabbed a cat and took it and left the room?
Yes.
No, not a cat.
All right, so Kim right now, she has a...
I'm very offended that I made a joke about a cat.
Oh, so now Kim has angered it. And now it's flying.
Oh, no.
Scared of
I'm not scared of it. I don't care about this. It's the spiders.
He was
this guy,
angering this bug with a golf club.
He came in of his own volition while we had the doors open. So
this makes for good podcasting.
I know.
If you're a play-by-play of
fine.
Kim swatting this thing with a golf club.
I mean, those were some epic fights I had with those spiders, and Kim diminished them. It's like me fighting the Gorn. That's how powerful and important it was.
But they've been preserved in digital amber by your podcast.
This is true, yes. In the digital amber of my podcast. And now you get to listen to 3 minutes and 30 seconds of nothing that's about Star Trek.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because this is kind of a fun one. We do, you know, we do serious ones, we do fun ones. What can we talk about? We can talk about the new Klingons, the Klingons.
That controversy. So yes. Is that proven to be false or no?
No, they just backtracked on the story, right? They basically said the source kind of informed us
about
he's not
about
sure.
Explain what you're talking
There was a post. It was on Facebook initially.
Some extra, like posted like at a craft services table or a lunch table with a bunch of people in makeup.
Right.
Discovery.
On the set of Discovery, like backstage, and he said, "Hanging out with my new Klingon friends. Yeah. Hashtag Star Trek Discovery." Like this extra who has no idea how social media.
But we're
not
even 100% sure he was an extra. Because I did some deducing, some detective work when we were, in that chat. And we won't give away his name, but he is a musician in Canada.
Okay.
And we know from his social media profiles, he's like a drummer in a band.
Yeah.
So he could have been visiting the set. I mean, maybe he was an extra, but he's also an actor, apparently. So, I mean, chances are he probably was, but who knows? He just was a guy who took a picture, happened to get backstage. Somehow. I mean, you would think he would probably put himself in the photo somehow, too.
I have a feeling, I mean, that stuff's pretty locked down. Yeah. They're not just gonna, like a random musician. Hey, can I go in there? I'm a musician. Like, oh, yeah, sure.
Here's a real conspiracy theory. What if they did that just to see what the reaction would be like and just get rid of him if nobody liked the Klingon look?
Oh, well, that's very possible. I mean,
because that was my initial thought was, this guy, how the hell is this guy taking photos? Didn't somebody grab his phone immediately and be like, sorry, you can't do that?
Well, I imagine
everybody's standing around probably looking at their phones.
Everyone's bored, and they're like, hey, please don't post. And of course, this guy, if you're a background performer, I apologize, but a lot of background performers are just not 100% with the game plan. They're just kind of doing their own thing.
Well, let's face it, they're not being paid a whole lot of money, and they sit around all day.
Yeah, it's a tough job. It is, I mean, it's...
So, when a rich producer comes by, and it's like, hey, please, do what I say. Whatever, buddy.
Crack.
I'm making 8,000 times what you're making today, but hey, if you mind, don't post this, and you're like, I'm going to do whatever I want. So maybe that's what he did. I tend to believe they are Klingons, because they look close enough.
No more hair.
Yeah, that was the weird. They didn't look anything like Klingons to me, but what do I know?
Well, they're wearing the armor, and maybe they're not. I mean...
And it would have been the fourth iteration of a look for them? Third iteration? Like a change-up in the look of what Klingons look like on Star Trek?
At least the third.
Okay.
I mean, the first one you've seen all the Klingons. Jason, how far are you, Jason? You just hit...
I'm past the midway point in season two now.
Well, what's the last episode you watched? Friday's Child, or...?
I did see Friday's Child. I think I saw maybe one after that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, which one do you see after that?
Well, I forget what the next one in the order is.
Kim? I don't know either.
Quiz, Hot Shot.
Just kidding.
No, that's not good.
That guy posted that photo, and within 24 hours, just this firestorm of, oh my god, what have they done to the Klingons?
Yeah.
Why do they look so different?
Well, yeah, and then he backtracked. He said, well, I'm not sure if they're Klingons or not, but...
Well, it was funny, because he originally just posted it under his name. It was just the Facebook profile. And then, the news stories kind of broke, and they covered up who was giving the information out. And now they said the source, this guy... is saying he's not sure if they're Klingons or not, which is either he's trying to cover his ass, or, like I'm saying, maybe he wasn't an extra.
It's possible.
He might have just been visiting the set.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
But chances are, I mean, if you were a betting man, you'd probably bet those were the Klingons, right?
Yeah, that's what I would say. I mean, they look close enough to Klingons. Here's my thing, too, is that they look like TNG aliens. They look like Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, all these creatures from the Next Generation on. Which is fine, but it's not the original series. The original series had people in different colored makeup. You know, you had some, Tellarites, and you had some Andorians and Gorn. But for the most part, Klingons, the Romulans, and the Vulcans were all just people with like slightly different skin hues. And now these guys come out, and they look so. If they are Klingons, even if they're not, look so different than anyone we've seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're Klingons, they look even less human than Next Generation Klingons do. I mean, you've seen those. Mm-hmm. Right, Jason? I mean, it disturbs me because it's like, well, what look are they really going for? So
it just looks like some new crazy alien race, which in that respect, it would be awesome. But
to me, it just made it look like they're trying to make them more scary and intimidating with kind of the heads with the scales on them and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. There certainly is. Well, I guess there's another iteration too in Star Trek Beyond or Star Trek Into Darkness. They saw the Klingons and their heads were kind of weirdly like. Cinched together or something.
Different universe, though. Different universe.
Yes. Yeah, when that spaceship came through in the Kelvin timeline, it totally changed the Klingons. It's okay. It's all right. We're not here to talk about that. Or maybe we are. I don't know.
It could be.
Where else would I talk about this?
This is true. Is there any other...
Breaking new, Star Trek news?
Yeah, breaking Star... I don't think so.
Well, when is this thing supposed to... released today, something about the USS Shenzhou and how it's actually the Discovery. I don't know, I just started taking a peek at this article that I was looking at today, and it was... Spoilers, I don't want to know.
Okay, well, if you don't want to know, go ahead and stop listening for the next 3 minutes. Okay, so the Shenzhou... Yeah. So the Shenzhou is now the Discovery? Is that what you're saying, Kim?
Yes.
All right, Kim is going to get your phone. That bug is still there, the exact same spot.
Good work, doctor.
Well, it's affecting me. It's affecting my podcasting. I'm slowly unnerved by this.
Yes.
Hey, while we're doing this, make sure that you check out our Facebook page. Check out Twitter at Mike McCafferty.
Check out Galaxy 27.
Check out Galaxy 27. Well, I left that so you guys can put it in your Twitter if you want. Yeah. At Jason McCarris and at Flibadip.
Yes. Oh, in today's script, did you work in Boothby reference? Was that on purpose?
I did, yeah. Okay. Booth Bay. Yeah, Booth B. Yeah. So if you watch this ridiculous show we did called Galaxy 27, there's a nod to Booth B in the name Booth Bay. So a little bit of Botany Bay too. So Botany Bay. Oh no.
Oh no. Quick, we must leave.
Alright, so Kim is taking up our valuable time here.
Some have said that the Shenzhou will be destroyed by Klingons early on, and that the Shenzhou will have a USS Defiant kind of role to play within the series.
A Defiant role? So what does that mean? Like
Defiant or Defining?
Defiant.
Yeah.
The ship.
So the Defiant was in Deep Space Nine, and that was sort of the kind of the ship which kind of they used it from Deep Space Nine because they figured, like, oh, we're on a space station. This is really boring, so they got a really cool spaceship. Ooh. Is that what they're talking about?
No, but sources close to TSI. What's that mean?
I don't know.
That's the name of this
CSI
website.
In space.
Yeah.
Space CSI.
Sources close to us have revealed that the Shenzhou is the USS Discovery. After an unfortunate set of circumstances in the first episode, the Shenzhou, it's hard to say, is left badly damaged and almost beyond repair. The original will have more of a chromey feel, a familiar Federation feel, but once refitted, repaired, and renamed to the USS Discovery, the ship will look a little different, as you might have seen from the original teaser trailer of the Discovery rolling out of dry dock.
Okay. So what does that mean?
Yeah, I was just going to ask the same thing.
I just
I'm so confused by all of that.
Okay, so something's happening.
Yeah. When does this show premiere again? Do we know?
There's been no air date announced.
Okay, because since they've delayed it twice. And
Yeah, they're just kind of like...
They just started shooting, like, couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I would say probably fall. I think we're looking at fall, like September would probably be a good time.
CBS All Access is up now, right?
That's been going for years. Yeah,
not All Access.
Yeah, CBS All Access has been going for years.
For but like
just the old, you know, the regular CBS shows with CSI and all those
like Survivor.
Survivor, all that stuff. That's
but like as a pay situation or no?
Yeah, you pay whatever it is, $8 a month, and that's been going for at least 2 years.
Like you can watch the most recent episode of Survivor.
Right. Well, and I think the big deal was you can watch them live now too, or as they air.
Oh well, you know. Who wants to see anything alive?
Yeah, I know. Galaxy 27.
Galaxy 27. Please, it's vocally out of sync. It is
very high
Thanks
production value.
Yeah,
but we had a robot in it, so that's good.
Ooh. Yes.
So let's dive into. All right, so that's all the news we have. Thanks for joining us for our news and notes session.
End of spoilers.
This was well thought out time to bring in Kim when we have nothing to talk about. We finally have her. She'll be back Thursday, but I won't. I'll be out and about. So, all right, let's see. Jason, you get to pick this. We're looking at this big picture of all these Star Trek characters in this great picture.
The original series.
From the original series. You pick one, and we'll talk about somebody. Somebody you know?
Oh, I mean, there's a lot that I know, actually. Looking for my favorite?
Well, that would be tough.
There's so many in this poster. There's the little caricatures of everyone.
Viewings, who have you really
this picture is, has every single has a character from every single episode of the original 79 episodes of Star Trek.
Right.
So sometimes there's a lot of doubles. Let me see. I don't know if you guys can. There are two Spocks. There's two Kirks.
Really?
Three Kirks actually. Yes. There's three Kirks. Mark Leonard is seen twice. and I think. Yeah. There's one. So there's a lot of cool stuff here.
There's the bearded Spock from
Mirror Mirror.
Mirror Mirror, right?
Yes.
I see the Gorn.
Good.
Who's your favorite?
I can't pick a favorite.
You've seen how many episodes now?
I'm, I'm more than halfway through the series, mind you.
Wow.
Who did you like?
That's a good question. I mean, Lurch. I could see Lurch.
Oh. Existence not is the ultimate equation.
Yes.
Oh. There's a story about him being dressed up like this, Ted Cassidy, being dressed up like this, and a guy, he was doing a makeup test, and he was going into Gene Roddenberry's office, and they were looking around, and they were looking at the makeup, and the guy wanted to sell Gene Roddenberry suits. This is a weird story. Yeah, I know. Like I don't understand. He's walking on the Desi Lewis soundstage or something like, and somehow he had come in to sell Gene Roddenberry suits, and he thought, oh, this would be really funny. So they had Ted Cassidy in this weird ruck outfit sit at his desk, and like have the guy come in and pitch him suits while they were like hiding in the bathroom or something and listening.
I mean, they told him that's Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah, yeah. They said like, okay, you can see Gene Roddenberry now. So the guy walks in and there's Ruck, Ruck protect, and the guy without missing a beat continues to try to sell like this giant android suits, like 3-day suits. And pretty soon, like, Roddenberry and, like, the executive producers all burst out of the bathroom laughing and, like, oh, it was a good thing. And the tag to that is that he ended up buying suits from this guy.
That's great.
He was so unflappable that he bought suits. So.
Yeah. Well, I see right down in the front there, the guy with the white hair and the antenna, that's from the Babel episode.
Journey to Babel,
but they say Babel.
Babel, I think it's Babel. Yeah, Journey to
Which
Babel.
Is weird because the Tower of Babylon, but this is Babel.
Now we call it Babel.
Right. But there was that race, one of them gets into a big fight with Captain Kirk in the hallway, right?
The Andorian.
That was a pretty hilarious one. But although Kirk gets stabbed in the back, right? Is that right?
He gets stabbed in the side, yeah.
Yeah, because then he ends up in McCoy's, in the sick bay.
In sick bay.
Because Spock has to take over and he can't save his father because he has to take command of the ship and that whole thing. And yeah, I just saw that one a couple episodes ago, so that's fresh in my mind.
They had to lay a lot of track for that. Yeah,
I kind
of
like that episode though.
It's a good one. It really kind of defines sort of the whole, like, you know, Vulcan
right
hierarchy of how, you know, I mean, there's only like 3 Vulcan episodes,
yeah,
really.
But especially, I mean, even more than I'm sorry, I'm blanking on the one where they go to the home planet and
Amok Time.
Yes, even more so than that, you get a little more of the sense of Spock's nature because his mom is so involved and his mom is begging him to save his father's life. And
yeah.
But the duality of logic versus his humanity.
Yes.
And who are you pointing out there, Doctor?
Well, who
his mother.
His mother's name?
Amanda.
Oh, God. Well, wow. Yeah, Kim.
Doctor. Yes.
I see
Sulu has a...
I have no clue.
Sulu has a sword there, yes?
Sulu has a sword. Do you know from what episode that's from?
Early on.
Richelieu.
Yeah, where he's not wearing a shirt, right?
He's not wearing a shirt,
He's running down the hallway, but I don't remember the episode name.
Your blood or my blood. Sword.
Ah, fair maiden, neither.
Neither. That's
I know.
We never discussed the new George Takei commercial from the Super Bowl, did we?
No,
did you
see it?
Oh, you didn't? No. Oh, I heard it several times.
Oh, wait, what was it?
It's you pretty much, I forgot what it was.
Yes, it's pretty much the same commercial he keeps doing now, which is going, oh my.
Oh.
But they kept upping the ante. It was actually very funny. I enjoyed it.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, you gotta Google that one. All right. YouTube.
I was bummed. I thought my Benjamin Franklin commercial, spoiler, I do commercials, was going to air because they've been paying me for the past, like 4 months, for Toyota Prius.
Oh,
And they didn't air it, so. But you said you saw it, right?
I saw it.
Yeah.
You've seen it on TV?
Yeah, when you posted it on Facebook that day, I saw it, like, on TV.
Oh, okay.
When it first came out, but that's the last I've seen it.
All right, well, there it is. I've never seen it, so. All right, so, Kim, do you remember what the episode was where he's shirtless and he's got a sword?
Mirror?
No.
No, I get the...
It is... The Naked Time.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, maybe this is a trivia episode here. Maybe that's what it is.
Blank.
Maybe I'm Q here. Bonjour, mon capitaine. Instruct to return to thy known solar system.
Well, how about the white rabbit down front? That's a shore leave?
Or my paws and whiskers.
Yes, I remember this. Dr. McCoy showing up with the showgirls.
Yes. And I saw those showgirls at the Vegas convention.
Oh, really?
There are two comely lasses, comely lasses, dressed up like that. And there was a guy dressed up like McCoy, too. He looked a lot like McCoy. In fact,
oh, you're talking about people who are doing cosplay. I thought you were talking about the actual actresses. I was like, wow.
Beautiful. I'm really into that, you guys. although Lee Merriweather,
Lee Merriweather's still hot.
What's that?
She must be in here somewhere.
Lee Merriweather as Larissa. Lucira. Lucira. I always get that wrong. I was so scared about messing up her name. All right, so let's see if we're going to find Lucira. She is in this picture. She's got to be. I've seen her. All right, so in the meantime. No, I don't see her. Hey, you guys, most of these podcasts are really informative and interesting, and this is just us screwing around. I'm sorry. This is like a normal, like, human podcast where we're
We're looking at visual cues and not filling you in.
The last one I did, I can't remember. What was the last one I did? I got a new job, you guys. I'm working on a Disney show, so I'm doing that. And at nighttime, I'm taking classes. I'm going like 12-hour days, so...
And making live television for Facebook.
and making live television for Galaxy 27. Yeah. Watch episode 1, The Path, this prologue. All right, have you found Lucira?
I think she's on here.
Yeah, she is. All right, so Jason, find someone else.
How about next to Lurch, you have the robot woman. Why am I forgetting her name? Because it's name. Because I remember it sounded sort of like robot.
All right, so we're looking at the other girl here now.
This is of no interest to anybody.
Well, she's also from what a little girl's made of. I thought it was
Roger Corby.
Roger Corby. Yeah.
I think we've stumped you.
All right. Yes, I can't remember her name. All right, but Kim found Lucira. She's in the middle, back right next to.
You'll have to post this picture on your Facebook.
I will. I'm going to post this picture. So we're going to do a deep dive into this poster. That's what I decided we're going to do. This is a great poster. I had it. My wife got it for me. She framed it. It's kind of falling apart now because it's been in this. Spider cave.
It's Andrea.
Uses
how about that?
Andrea. Oh.
Because it's Andrea the android.
Yes, I was thinking something. I was thinking android, but all right, good. One for Jason. Very good. All right, so one for Jason, one for Kim. All right, so let me see.
I see Khan, of course, the front there.
Yes. Do you remember his first name?
Genghis. No.
It's a trick question. That is his first name, isn't it?
Noonien Singh.
Singh? I knew it was something Singh.
Khan Noonien Singh? All right.
Noonien Singh. Okay.
All right.
And then you've got right here the young lad there with the lizard. Why am I blanking? That's where the first episode is Charlie.
Charlie X,
yes.
And who's the lizard? Do we know?
Yeah. Iguanodon.
That's not
Jub Jub.
Yeah, Jub Jub.
No, that's not. Simpson. It's not Rand, is it? It's not Yolman Rand.
Oh.
Did he turn her into
a
lizard?
Oh, that young girl that's his age.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
This is Gina or whatever.
All right.
Hi, and then you have a Nurse Chapel right in the center of the whole thing, right?
Yes.
Because of the Roddenberry connection.
Because of the Roddenberry connection, yes. They were dating and then eventually married, even though he was married. So.
Right.
Have you read this?
Have I read what?
We're on an audio podcast,
Doctor. We have this novel, DeForest Kelly, Up Close and Personal, A Harvest of Memories from the Fan Who Knew Him Best.
Oh.
Yeah, so Farrell was gracious enough to buy me a whole bunch of books. I posted that, and they got me that. They got me Get a Life, Beam Me Up, Scotty. Let's see. Warp Factors and The Longest Trek, in addition to a couple other books. So, I started looking at the DeForest Kelly book, and I was kind of like, eh. Let me see. So this is told from the standpoint of his assistant, and she's a person. She's an interesting person.
So is a human?
Well, she wrote a long poem at one point in time to Paramount, and that kind of almost like did me in. So
a poem.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. Yeah, so it's mostly it like I want the definitive. I've tried to read two different biographies about DeForest Kelly. I read from Sawdust to Stardust, which was, from a prose standpoint, so boring. I could not read anymore. What's that?
Who's that about?
It's about DeForest Kelly, from Sawdust to Stardust.
Sawdust? Oh, because he was a Western actor?
Yeah, I guess. I couldn't even figure out what that was all about. But I was reading, I was like, oh, this is so boring. And then I'm reading this, and it's not doing it for me either, because it's mostly told from her perspective. About, you know, her relationship and her love for animals and all that sort of stuff. And so I haven't found...
She might talk a lot about cats, Doctor. You'd be really into it.
That's my cat, Isis. Your cat. Actually, you haven't gotten to Isis yet.
Oh, I've seen Isis, yeah. Oh, okay. That was a few episodes ago.
We're
talking about.
No. That's a different... That's Sylvia.
Oh, okay.
There's a second cat episode.
Oh, God. More yeah. cats.
That one's Assignment Earth, and that one's we did a whole episode on that one. So right. That's how we're okay. so irritated about that. So, but I haven't found the definitive DeForest Kelly autobiography, or it's a biography. He didn't do an autobiography. He's one of the only Star Trek stars from the original series who's not done an autobiography. In fact, I think he's the only one. I mean, the guy who did Decius and Stawn did a biography. I mean, why didn't he do it? But he's just such a nice guy that he didn't want to do it. So
which, gosh, how many books have you read? We've read tons of them.
How many have I read?
How many Star Trek biographies and behind-the-scenes books have you read?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, like, I've read, I don't know, like 5 or 10, I guess. I mean,
I don't know, like 1,503.
All of them? Well, I read Shatner's. I read Nimoy's. I read Uhura's.
What are they called?
Shatner's is...
Run down a list? Star what Trek is he, Amazon.com?
I know, yeah.
I'd like to know.
Well, he wrote Star Trek Memories, Star Trek Movie Memories. I read both of those.
See?
This Get a Life I haven't read yet. I read I Am Spock, which is great because it's... He wrote a book called I Am Not Spock,
yeah.
where he was pissed off and
when
like...
When was that in the...
It was like 70s? The 70s when he was just kind of like done with it all. Mm. And he kind of like... I don't know. He was really
before he realized he needed a little more money.
Before he realized that these will keep people pay him yes. the rest of his life and his children and his great grandchildren.
Can I open it?
Yeah, you can open it. It's fine.
Ooh, nice and noisy.
I read that. I read To the Stars by Hikaru Sulu, George Takei, and I read Hailing Frequencies. Is that what it's called? I can't remember.
Michelle Nichol.
Beyond the Stars, or no, no, I can't remember what it's called.
Beyond Antares.
Beyond Antares. Well, that's her song. So,
it's starting to sink in.
I know. After 20 years, we finally.
Well, it's funny looking at this poster. The strange thing is, I'm not even finished with season two. I know. I mean, I couldn't name them all by name, but I know almost. I would say that 80% of these characters I've seen already.
Yeah.
Because they're mostly from the first two seasons, I would think.
Well, they're from all three seasons. Every single one of these characters is from a season.
But I mean, so. The ones I'm looking at, I mean, pretty much, I there's very few I could pick out that I would go, I haven't seen this person on screen yet.
Yeah, I think if you go further up on this poster, and I'm further excited back. that you guys are.
But I mean, I can see Wider back there, and
oh, this is true. Yeah, Spectre the Gun. Yeah.
Yep.
And you can see this guy from the Apple there.
Oh yeah.
I
remember that.
And here's. Serrano Jones.
Oh, somehow, Kim has found a picture of a cat in this biography.
Oh my gosh!
Adorable.
This podcast, this is really going.
This is really devolved.
Kim is
yeah.
looking at a book.
Pictures of
I'm
cats.
Listening to you.
We brought you all the way over from San Diego. And
we paid for your.
You're looking at
nothing.
A book.
I am curious about all the books that you have read because it seems that you know so much arcane stuff.
It's not arcane. It's all relevant. It's all. It's
but knowing Mike, I'm just shocked that he's actually read the whole book. I get the sense he would read the first couple of chapters. I kind of get the rest.
Well,
fast forward.
That goes without saying. I mean,
this is a man who has read The Two Towers, but not the first or third book. Let's see.
There is a good reason
tale.
For that.
Where should I begin? Ah, the middle.
Here's the reason for that, and I want you to listen closely. Okay, so I saw the Ralph Bakshi Fellowship of the Ring movie.
Yes.
And then they had that weird, like, Filmation... Remember they did The Hobbit
the
movie?
Hobbit. Uh-huh.
They also did...
The only
Return
one I had seen
King.
As a kid was The Hobbit, and then later on I saw Lord of the Rings.
But they also had Return of the King. They did, like, a Return of the King one.
Yep.
And so I had seen The Hobbit, The Fellowship of the Ring, and Return of the King, but not
Never
The Two Towers.
Never seen Two Towers. So Mike had to fill in the gaps, Kim.
I filled in the gaps, Kim.
You felt that you had learned all there is by watching these goofy... Ralph Bakshi.
Listen, Fellowship and Return of the King are the Hank and Marie of the Lord of the Rings series. Just buzz right by
those
them.
Listeners who don't know, acclaimed the series, Breaking Bad.
Oh my gosh.
Mike skips through all the scenes.
Wait, how do we get into this? We have to talk about Star Trek.
Completely
back on track,
irrelevant.
Talk about Breaking Bad?
We've gone to Lord of the Rings and Breaking Bad. We need to bring it back around to Star
this
Trek.
This is a half hour of nonsense. This is absolutely...
More about cats.
No. You're guilty, guilty, guilty. I'm Trelane now. All right, let's see. What else?
We should do another Netflix party thing sometime.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we should. So maybe we'll do another one of those. This is kind of like a midpoint. I think this is actually our 49th episode, I'll be honest.
Really?
So this is
oh, yeah, you'll be honest? Are you going to lie to us?
I'm going
to
be honest with you
guys. It's Mike's catchphrase.
A little inside joke.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike's son created a catchphrase that Mike uses all the time that he's never used before in his life.
I had with my kid. He just suddenly decided I was...
He also decided you were dead.
I was dead?
Yeah.
He was showing me something from Hamilton. He's like, Dad would have loved this. I'm like, okay. Wow. He's right over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Future child.
I know. Well,
he sees the future.
He's endgame, endgame.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Can jump through here. Guardian
yes,
forever.
Guardian forever.
Forever. Many journeys are possible. Let me be your...
In this vacuum tube world. What is it?
All right, so let's close this up. I can't do this anymore. My level of... It bugs me. It bugs me when podcasts go so astray like this. Don't look at the bug, Kim. Don't... The bug isn't any sort of like it's not flying. I'm not scared of the bug. All right, we're gonna put a soft cap on this because I right now they're both scanning the picture really hard to try and reboot this.
No, we're just fascinated by it. That's all.
Mesmerizing.
It is the best picture. It's the best picture. Actually, the Naked Times represented him twice now that I look at him.
Hey, it worked. We got him back in.
Yeah. I know. Yes,
he's back in.
Twice or once, depending on if you look so Losira, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Are you have any irons in the fire for future podcast guests? Michael Forrest.
Michael Forrest. We'll try to get Michael Forrest.
You're all right.
Apollo is Michael Forrest?
Yeah, yeah. Apollo is Michael Forrest. We're trying to talk to him. This guy named Kevin Church, who's a really big fan. He's really he has a Tumblr and a Twitter, which is really great. And I reached out to him. We're going to try and connect to talk about, actually, Dr. McCoy, oddly enough, because he calls him the greatest character of all time. And I'm like, I will hear that. I will hear that argument. So because I'm not 100%
sold.
Disagreeing with you. Well, or sold. And then
Crackle?
I'm going to do, we still have our Lost Women of Star Trek. I'm researching. I'm going to do one on mirror universes. Ooh. And one on... multiple Kirks.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
That'd be good.
Yeah, because he runs into so many of himself. It's just insane.
It's true.
In the movies, too, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, and in Star Trek VI, he runs into himself, so, you know.
Well, I can think of both Mirror, Mirror, and what's the one where he splits into... The transporter splits him into two different personalities.
Yeah.
What's that one? What's that episode?
There's... that's The Enemy Within.
Right.
Mirror, Mirror.
Right.
What Are Little Girls Made Of?
Why am I not that's remembering what happened in there?
They make a robot.
Oh, that's right, of course.
Make
yeah,
an
yeah,
Android
yeah.
version
yep.
of him.
Yep.
Let me see. What's another one? I'm trying to think. Oh, Whom Gods Destroy.
Okay.
You haven't
Is
seen
an honorable yet? Mention to his brother, Sam Kirk?
Well, yeah.
Shatner with a mustache.
Operation Annihilate. Yeah, that's a little... You know, they didn't really... let me go back. I'm going to go back to our Star Trek Discovery talk here. This is actually going to be salient here. Because I know. Because here's the other thing is that they're going to go back and they're doing TNG makeup right now, basically. It looks like it's doing TNG makeup, which is, it is what it is, but I would rather they either go back to doing just like dudes with, you know, different skin colors, like blue or green or purple, or like they went like CG, and it's like, let's make a monster that's totally CG.
Really?
Well, I just...
Zindi.
What's that?
Like the insect Zindi? And
yeah, like...
Underwater Zindi?
Like, let's make them, or the species, from Voyager, was it Species 7349 or something like that? Like, it fought the Borg. I don't know, you guys haven't seen that one. Because to me, it feels like, okay, so if you're not going to embrace TOS's style of creating aliens, which is just like, okay, we're going to put a little bit of makeup on you, and there you go, then don't embrace TNGs. Go for something that's completely different. Go for a completely different look. So
I could just, immediately see the backlash from the fans, though, if there's, like, CG, you know, villains.
Well, that's why I say go back to, you know, making it...
Not to mention, I mean, that would be pretty expensive if it's on a regular basis.
Well, I mean, yeah, but, I mean, it's... I know they do it, like, on that show Once Upon a Time, you know, they just, like, motion capture people.
Yeah, and... they do a lot of that. What's the Noah Wiley TNT show, Falling Skies? They had
Falling Skies. CG aliens in that, too. I mean, this is CBS's cash cow.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they spend $100 million on this and just do a Game of Thrones-like thing instead of, like, hedging and, like, oh, we're going to shoot up in Canada, we're only going to do 10 episodes, it's going to be on CBS All Access.
Yeah.
Why is this not the biggest thing? Why don't they just say, we're going to completely redraw the lines of this series, of this franchise, and make it so big and epic that you are forced to watch it and enjoy it.
Mm.
You know?
That'd be awesome.
Put down $100 million and say, boom, we're going to go for it.
I could kind of give you the argument of, without you guys forcing me to go back and watch all these old episodes, I would have zero interest in seeing the new series, as much interest as I had in seeing, you know, Deep Space Nine or Voyager or these other things, because I had no background or interest in it. So, I mean, I don't know if they're looking at Joe Public that way and they think of the fan base as being a certain number and they're trying to make back that number financially. You know, who knows? But we also know that they've been really delinquent with the franchise as a whole in terms of treating it with respect, or just, you know, when the 50th anniversary comes by and you don't even do anything except make a chintzy video that is pretty terrible. It shows you exactly what kind of love there is within the corporations for the franchise. So
it's frustrating. It's frustrating that they are short-sighting it and shorting this endeavor as well. I mean, you know, there's been so many setbacks, and I don't know what their budget is. I'm sure it's big enough, but it's... I mean, if you're going to make a splash in this day and age, you've got to go all in. You know, I mean, like, what, I mean, they are banking on the fact that a certain amount of Star Trek fans will watch it regardless, and that will accept it and love it regardless,
right.
and the quality is a secondary consideration.
Yeah.
Because they're willing to say, well, if we only give you half as much as we really should, we're still going to get Star Trek fans to watch it.
Right.
And that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, at least Disney and Lucasfilm seem to be going all in with, you know...
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, just, I mean, everything they're doing is, you know...
I mean, but let's face it, they looked at that deal, and that was a steal, the $4 billion or whatever they paid George Lucas. I mean, they've almost made that back in three years.
It's like, yeah, it was kind of a sucker.
I think they knew at the time that they're just going to make money hand over fist. I mean, I think the argument could be made that they really have paid attention to the quality, and they made the right moves by bringing Kathleen Kennedy in and letting some people, you know, steer the ship. Mm-hmm. And maybe that still has to come about for Star Trek, especially we've had all these discussions about Brian Fuller leaving and everything. And so I don't know. Maybe you guys have a better insight into the Star Trek franchise, who should be running that ship. But in terms of finances, I mean, Disney was like, well that's an easy call to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's... I don't know. I don't know. I'm tired and depressed. I can't.
Ever since I mentioned Kieran Wynn's joking that you're dead.
Oh, no, it's just taking
the wind out of the sails of this podcast.
We gotta call it. I'm calling it. This is it.
On that note,
yes. Check out that poster if you get a chance. It's a good poster.
How would they find this online?
I don't know.
Does it have a title or something? It looks like it does underneath your frame.
Poster, all characters, original series.
Something original series?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I can't
Star remember. Trek... Oh, it just says Star Trek, the original series at the bottom of the poster there. Yeah.
It says, I can't read his name. So, it's some guy's name.
Google some guy's name. I'm sure you'll find it.
I'll put it on the Facebook page. And you guys will come back because we will do better episodes than this. But this is, you know, every once in a while you got to have one of those lighthearted, piece of the action kind of episodes where it's like we're throwing out all the rules, we're getting together, we're having a romp.
We may not have planned anything, but we somehow made it through.
This is a romp. Kim drove up from San Diego, so we could hear her.
Actually, hear me, and I'm not clicking. There's no.
No.
She's not touching the microphone.
I'm not touching the mic.
This is your gift to you. Is we're giving you about 40 minutes of
acceptable audio.
Acceptable audio. All right, so.
Do we need to give any shout outs or any plugs or anything? We haven't talked about MeUndies in a long time.
No.
They're doing nothing for us.
I don't know what they're doing.
I'm wearing my MeUndies right now.
Are you? Yeah.
Of course.
I bought, I got one pair of MeUndies. They're like size medium, they're incredibly tight on me.
What did you do that for?
My bad image in mind.
Grossly underestimated your waist size or something? I'm going to buy a small.
No, I went, because when we went to Comic-Con, like when we were in the booth, and they're like, oh, we have MeUndies.
Oh, they were just
we have
out.
One pair left. It's medium. You want it? I'm like, yeah, I want it. So I'm like, okay. I'm going to make this work. And so
legs are all blue.
It may be tight, but that modal is smooth as silk.
The modal,
smoother than silk, I should say.
It's very, very good. So
I actually bought my wife MeUndies for Christmas, and she was thrilled with them.
Oh well, all right. See, there you go. And
yes,
but then my wife got me some Cool Keepers, which is from I think Hanes.
Oh, wait a minute.
And those
MeUndies
are,
has some competition.
Well, I mean, they're similar. They're like slinky underwear, and you're like, okay. And then we bought some Calvin Klein. I'm gonna go out and like diss Calvin Klein because they have these big thick seams on the inside of the underwear.
Who wants that?
Not me. And they dug in deep. And so while I had nothing better to do, I wrote a couple of emails to Calvin Klein.
A couple of emails.
I did.
A couple of strongly worded emails to Calvin. Dear Mr. Klein.
Hey Calvin, yo, what's up? I did. I was like,
I love there was more than one.
Well,
like the first one did
follow up on
I didn't quite get my entire point across. Furthermore,
there was some correspondence. There was some correspondence.
They responded. Okay.
They did. They responded.
Really?
I responded. Yeah. I did. I just said, hey guys.
No, but they responded.
Yeah. Yeah. They did. Well, I just said these are not working for me. They chafe.
And what did they say?
Picture attached.
I did. I
see attached.
I didn't send the chafing, but I did send a picture of the seam. The incriminating seam there, and then they said, oh, that's fine. Send us like the day you bought it, where you bought it, a receipt, a picture of
it.
They
don't know you.
And like, well, I know, and like my wife bought it for Christmas, so I'm like, oh my God, you guys, just send me new underwear. That's so dumb. That's so dumb that you would just like. See, now I'm disparaging them here on Feral.
Well,
on
hey, that works out for MeUndies. I mean, you're not disparaging them, so that,
no,
that's
I
good.
Love
yeah,
MeUndies.
Yeah.
Oh,
but the other company that you mentioned, I was just going to throw out there that if MeUndies really wants to, you know, stay in our good graces, they might actually send you some underwear that fits.
Yeah, if you want to send like a large or extra large, probably I'll probably do the trick. Otherwise, yeah. Like you know, because I can't walk anymore. But I am.
Here's Christopher Pike.
I am the new Christopher Pike.
Make sure to send thongs, please.
Yes.
So someday when they publish your biography, they're going to have a full text of this crazy email. Dear Mr. Klein.
I will read it because this podcast has gone so off the rails. It's so terrible.
Are you going to read us the email?
I might actually.
Oh, please.
I'm so excited for this.
Put that on the Facebook page.
Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, Calvin Klein Customer Service.
Can you please put some music underneath this too? Some email reading
sad
music.
Sad and wistful.
Yeah. Let's see. We're... So my subject was your briefs chafe like crazy.
Perfect.
And I did address it to Mr. Klein.
I
said,
Mr. Klein.
Hello, Mr. Klein. So my wife bought me some of your Calvin Klein underwear.
I love that you start out, so my wife bought me some underwear.
Here's how it went
happens
down.
To be yours.
You know, these millennials, there's probably someone who's like 28 years old who's working this place, or it's someone in India, let's be honest with you, right? Who like, so my wife bought me some of your Calvin Klein underwear. I dig this new revolution of, quote, slinky underwear, unquote.
Digs it, man.
Like the MeUndies style of polyester.
Oh, wait, that's your first problem
well,
there.
No. See, I'm throwing it out to them. I'm challenging them. I'm like, oh, I got someplace else to go. You're already on notice in, like, the second sentence, all right? And then I added, so I dig this new revolution of slinky underwear, like the MeUndies of polyester superhero vibe, comma, right?
Oh.
Am I right? All one word.
Am I right? Unfortunately, comma, I've been trying to wear your CK briefs, and it's not working out. Unlike MeUndies,
please take them out of the package, Mr.
Cool Keepers.
Oh, Cool Keepers.
See, now
you've
doubled down.
Yeah.
CKs have huge seams in them that tend to stick out. It tends to rub in places and eventually chafes.
Dot, dot, dot. quote
rug. We're going to need some clarification on exactly what places get shaved.
Well, you know. Photo attached. I'm a runner, that sometimes, and this exacerbates the problem. I've attached a photo of the offending seam. Look, comma, I guess I could wear the underwear backwards and make it work.
Confrontational.
Look.
Backwards. Look, Klein.
I could wear these things inside out if you wanted.
I did once, and I was like, well, this is ridiculous. Because it worked, but I was like, what am I doing? Why am I wearing underwear backwards? This should not be a thing.
Outside of your pants.
Yeah. No, that works, see?
Oh,
look, comma, I guess I could wear the underwear backwards to make it work, but that doesn't quite address the issue. So I took a little bit of Saturday time to let you know that I can't wear your briefs.
You're letting them know exactly how much of an inconvenience it is for you to write them a letter about their underwear
scene.
This was
dated January 14, 2017 at 12:03 in the p.m. So I took a little Saturday time to let you know I can't wear your briefs, and because they were a gift and now worn, can't return them. If you have another pair that you think will solve this, I'll leave my address and size. If not, comma, then at least you have more data points on this problem.
Data points.
So,
like a one-man focus group.
Yeah.
So they got back to you.
They did get back to me, yeah.
Yes, said, there are tiny people in my salt shaker.
Let's see. Good afternoon, Mike. Thank you for contacting Calvin Klein Customer Service. I'm sorry to hear that the seams in your underwear are not comfortable for you. The quality of our products is of the utmost importance to us, and it is important to know if the product is not meeting our customers' expectations. I apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused you. In order to be a better assistance, please provide the following information. Your phone number.
Apologize for your chafed thighs.
Yes.
Where the purchase is made, when the purchase is made, photos of the merchandise tags, proof of purchase.
Photos
please
of
attach
thighs.
A copy of this email. You will be able to return your merchandise, and I can issue you either a merchandise credit or a refund. This is not the way you do it.
No,
you say this dude has like nether regions which are like on fire.
Yeah, I mean they should be asking for your doctor bill.
Yeah, exactly. I need
chafing.
I need them to come in like McCoy with the Horta and patch that up down there with like liquid concrete. Remember that, like you know.
Jim, I can cure a rainy day.
I can cure the common cold. So, but instead, they give me all this nonsense. And
maybe they could just like throw in a giant thing of talcum powder or something.
Something, or like maybe some sort of like
Gold
Vaseline.
Medicate.
Yeah,
oh,
like
yeah,
lubricant.
Yeah.
Like you got to go like it's always like
Desitin.
Do you go one way or the other? Do you dry it out or do you lube it up?
Yeah.
That's what you got to know, right?
Half and half,
right? You dry it out and then you lube it up. So
just enough chafing to keep you happy.
So we have thrown those away. So Calvin Klein underwear, I have thrown my wife. She's like, we're just gonna throw them away. She's made a
comment. That's what I probably would have done before writing them a lengthy email.
Well, but it was a gift.
Something about my Saturday time.
I had to do my due diligence. I was feeling. Here's the other thing too. And I want to give a shout out to Mayfair Games because they are kick ass. Because I emailed them and said, hey, I want to play a Star Trek game on this podcast. And they said, absolutely, and like within 3 or 4 days, I have their excellent Star Trek 5-year mission. Still haven't figured out how to play it yet. Working on that.
Yeah, well, we should do it sometime.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if...
We should play it on the Facebook page sometime.
We'll play it live.
About Star Trek.
Yeah,
do Star
I think
Trek
we'll do
live
that.
One time.
I emailed also USAopoly, and they were very, very excited in January.
Oh, boy.
And then I politely emailed them and said, hey, guys, I haven't gotten it, like 2 weeks later. And they said, oh, I'm so sorry, sir, I've been busy.
Wait, you asked them for a game.
And they didn't, what's that?
You asked them for games?
Yeah, well, I didn't ask them. I just said, hey, if you want to send me some games, I'll play them. I said, like, I can even loan them to me. I don't care. I'll give them back. I just want to play a couple games.
Right.
And I don't have to pay for it. but because I've been burned by Calvin Klein and I'm in the hole already. The financial hole, so I don't have any money.
What was your follow-up to the Calvin Klein?
Yeah, we didn't finish the whole Calvin Klein saga. I mean, the moral of the story is if MeUndies wants to right this wrong where Calvin Klein
they
drops the ball,
say, yeah.
They could pick up this ball, so to speak.
Wow. I tried to wrap this up like 17 minutes ago. We're dead in the water.
So to speak, they could pick up this problem and fix it by sending you free underwear.
This is true. This is absolutely true. Yeah, and they should. And if they were listening 47 minutes into this horrible podcast.
Yes.
So you know I'm tired when I stop talking about Star Trek and I have a long diatribe.
Yes.
Oh, that. We are of one mind.
We've kind of reached peak podcast when Kim's cheeks start to hurt so bad that she's gripping them.
I know.
This is
laughing at Galaxy 27.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Galaxy 27, pretty awesome. But we are going to be playing Five-Year Mission because Mayfair Games came through in the clutch, and we'll be playing that.
We should gather some other fools that you've had on the podcast before, too. And see
how
many players is for six players? Or?
3 to 7.
3 to 7,
okay. And it's cooperative, too, which is one of these cool games. We're playing this other game called Sunken City or something like that with the boy. And it's fun because you're not playing against each other. It's not like Monopoly where it's like, destroyed. Yeah, this one, like, we're all working together. So we'll be playing that coming up. Not tonight, because that would be too interesting.
It's getting more and more interesting. This is without alcohol, by the way. I can only imagine if we were having a beverage right now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so tired. This was supposed to be the week I was going to catch up.
Yeah.
I know it's only 10, but I've been going all day. I've been fretting about this ridiculous live
Fireball
show.
Fireball 27.
That's the progenitor to that. Yeah.
Good choice.
Yes.
All right, so... This was a podcast that you have listened to. Thank you for listening to it. That's pretty much all I got for that. Did we talk about Voyager? Did we talk about the Voyager episodes? Oh, we did, because when we talked about our... That was the last one we did.
Oh, yes.
We ranked them all. We ranked them all.
Sweet 16 or something.
We did. And no one's commented on that, so we must be right. So, I think, who was it? Who won? It was
Lincoln
beat out John Rhys Davies from Voyager. So
yes, I was listening.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you weren't part of it.
I had very little to contribute.
Well, yeah, I thought about that. It'd be too much for you to catch up on. Yeah. So, but we're getting you through these, Jason. We're gonna and then we'll start you up a Next Generation. Boy, yeah.
Well, that's an endeavor.
That's awesome.
I mean,
that's a lot.
That's a lot of seasons.
Yeah. That's a lot of work. We'll have to talk about that. So,
yeah.
But for the fourth time, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. If you like it, go ahead and give me a review on iTunes. We've got like 13 or 16.
Yeah.
We could use more, all right? Mm. We got to beat those Trek FM guys, man. Those bozos, man, they're all over the map. And they are sinking my podcast. They're like the media. They're like the media in this country.
They're out to get me.
They're the enemy.
Yes, enemy of the people.
Enemy of the people, yes. You don't
Trek
realize
FM is the enemy of the people.
Trek FM is the enemy of the people. I figure this out, all right? I'm John Gill. I'm going to tell you how this works, all right? All right. Why didn't that guy talk? Have you seen that one, Patterns of Force, yet or no?
No.
Okay. All right, the Nazi one.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
It's not a good one, but our friend John Maurer, Ralph Maurer. So Ralph Mouth is going to be in it. So maybe we'll give him a call when he comes on.
Call Donnie Most.
Yeah. So, all right. So thank you very much. I'm Mike McCafferty.
I'm Kim Miller.
And I'm Jason McCarris.
And I just want to talk about
Star Trek.
Oh, my gosh. Blows out the microphone.
Instruct sequence completed and engaged.
Don't you understand anything but this?
When the train comes in, everybody rides.
Blah, blah, blah.
By standing on the backs of the poor, where prejudice and intolerance are commonplace and power is an end unto itself. And you're telling me that isn't how it is anymore?
That's right.
Maybe it's worth giving up cigars for, after all.
Let's say Seinfeld was on an island, yeah, and he was blowing Boris Karloff. What would that be like?
And it might go something like this. Oh, Mr. Karloff, I loved you in Frankenstein, and I love giving you a blowjob. Why, Mr. Seinfeld, I love having you fuck